Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. To again welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. So happy that you are here with me, and I hope you can hear me very well. I am, you notice, I entitled our podcast today, I Would Like. And really, thank you, Marie. And today, I mean, what would you like? It's sometimes a matter of asking. And this podcast is not just about asking, but it's also about what's really going on in the world of women. Always remember, I like to bring information that is relevant. I also like to bring information sometimes that is a bit cutting edge. And I like to bring it because I want you to step out on faith. I want you to know often why we're doing what's also going on around us in the world, in the work world, in the world of family, in the kingdom of God, and how do we connect with world events? What type of jargon is being used? What are some of the trade names, the trade secrets? How do we compete in a world that is moving so quickly? It is imperative that as women and men that we stay abreast of what's going on. Why are women leaving high-paying and high-visible corporate jobs? Why are women in the religious realm, why are they venturing out into new arenas, into new places of faith, places of worship, expanding their capabilities and utilizing their gifts and skills? You know, we on the Dr. Glovina Show, one of my greatest desires is that we look at how to accept and reinforce and recognize how we can strategically position ourselves so that we can obtain our predetermined goals, that we can exceed our expectations. You know, as I was looking at, you know, I would like, you know, it's simply just a polite way of saying, this is what I desire. This is what I'm asking for. I just kind of looked in the Bible and I saw, and I took a closer look, I saw where these daughters, they were the daughters of Zelophehad. And this man, Zelophehad, he had five daughters. And these daughters, they were not in the position, because of their gender, they were not in the position to receive their father's inherited land because their father didn't have any sons. And at that time, the land could not be transferred or inherited by the daughters. Now remember, he had five daughters, but they asked. They went to Moses and they asked. Why should we be penalized or go without or be put in a state of poverty or our lives be put in the hands of someone else because our father does not have sons. So Moses went directly to Yahweh and he asked God, how do I handle this? And God said to him, give them the land. Here was a shift. This was a major shift. Why? Because they asked, I would like to know. We would like our father's property. Because what? They were bold enough to ask. And I want to say, in this day and age, in this era, it is important that we begin to walk in a new level of boldness. Here's another one. This one is about Caleb's daughter. It's recorded in Joshua chapter 15. You have to read a little further into it. But there was this, Caleb had a daughter by the name of Akshah. And Akshah married. And when she married, she said to her husband, she says, why don't you go, because you won this war, why don't you go and ask my father to give you some land? So her husband did it. Listen, the woman was actually leading him. She led her husband to say, go and ask my father. But guess what? When he asked Akshah's father for the land, you know what? The father asked the daughter, and what would you like? Yeah, you can read about it in Joshua, I believe, chapter 15, starting at verse 16. Why? Because she asked. Rather, he asked her, and then she was able to say, I would like some land that is flowing with water and things like that. And she received it. Why? Because she said, I would like this. And both of these examples of these females in the Bible, they got it. Why? Because they asked. Often we don't step out on faith because that adversarial voice in us is telling us they'll say no, and no one likes to be rejected. You may be rejected, but this is where we have to step out on faith. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. We have to step out on faith. And stepping out on faith, and as I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, we really have to even step out on faith in gathering data. Hey, what's going on in the church world, in the arena of the ministry, in the corporate world? What's really going on, and how can this help me to achieve the goals and the purpose that God has given me? Yeah. And here's the key to success. Stay in the pipeline all the way when you can go as far as you can go. Stay in the pipeline. What do you mean by that? Don't quit early on in the game. Yeah, don't quit early on in the game. Learn how to get recharged and re-energized so that you can stay in the race. It is often said that the race is not to the swift, but to those who endure until the end. Stay in the race. Stay in there. Don't get discouraged if it may seem like you've been given some tasks that are way beneath your ability, because more are coming. I mean, better experiences are coming your way. And as you stay in the pipeline, if you stay steady, you will reach your desired goal. I'm talking to men and women that are in the corporate world as well as in ministry. You know, stay in the pipeline, even if you feel like you're being held back, even if you feel that way. You know, as I began to, I'd like to share a personal thought that I had the other day. I was saying, you know, how can I improve and enhance my corporation, the ministry that God has placed in my hands? It's small. It's not humongous, but it is worldwide. It is international and global. But how can I enhance it? And as I sat and I talked about it and thought about it, I said, you know what? I'm going to begin to build more bridges. This is what leaders do. We build bridges. And how can I begin to build bridges? And I began to think about it and turn it over in my mind. I'm going to begin to build bridges by bringing men and women more together in ministry. Building a bridge. Building a bridge where various racial groups come together. Building a bridge. This is what God has laid upon my heart, to incorporate more diverse, not just diversity of color, it goes beyond that. Not just diversity of gender, it goes beyond that. Diversity of thought and diversity of generations. I love working with young people. I look for the youth because they have so many answers. They have so much knowledge of what the now world. They can keep you on your toes. They can keep you informed. And so this is it. I would like to incorporate more diversity and inclusion into what God has placed in my hand. What is it that you would like? How would you like to see some things? What would you like to bring before Almighty God and present it to Him? And of course, it lines up with the purpose that He has for your life. God, show me how to do this. Lead me. Bring the right people into my life. Lead me to the right places where I can gain more information on how to do this. Yeah, I would like. What is it? Is it more compassion? Yeah. What is it that you would like? Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. Don't allow the adversarial thoughts and voices in our minds to hold us back. Not at this crucial time. Not at this time in history. This is an era of error, meaning E-R-A, of ascension, of rising, of coming to new levels and dimensions. Things are moving rapidly where various doors are being opened for us. So I would like, you know, think about it and begin to write those things down and look at how it will directly connect with your purpose. You know, there's been a shift. There's been a great shift, even in the corporate world as well as in the world of our faith. There's been a shift. If I can compare the two for a moment, I'd really like for you to analyze and do a comparative analysis of what I'm about to say. So much has changed in the work world, and actually most of it is attributed to we attribute most of it to the pandemic. I would like to add this. Much of this is attributed to that as people stayed away from the physical work location and began to work remotely and do hybrid working, you know, off-site, they got a different flavor. And as people were returning to work, even returning to the household of faith, they wanted different things. I would like. And as women particularly returned back to the workforce, listen to this. This is very important. They went back with a different mindset. They were clear on what they wanted. They were inspired that I can have a more flexible work and work environment. They became aware and they became bold and they began to control their responses to what they wanted now. Okay, this is what I really want now when it comes to the work world. And hey, women began to ask, what am I doing here? Why am I coming back to the office where I was just as effective working remotely? Here's another point I'd like to make. There are women that are in what they call the C-suites, you know, C-suite meaning, many of you may know what this term means, but just for my own clarification, you know, chief operating officer, CFO, chief financial officer, COO, chief operating officer. Many women had made it to what they call the C-suite, those upper management, that echelon in the corporate world. And so has it been in ministry. Women are reaching higher echelons and positions, even within the household of faith, across denominations, across various faiths. In the work world, women decided that even though they were at this level, many began to change their corporations. They began to change the companies that they worked for. And they began to move to corporations that offered more that was in line with their lifestyle. They also found that when women began to advocate for themselves and kept making that statement, I would like, they were clear about what they wanted. Guess what? More and more were changing, not changing so much their careers as their employers. Now, we're not even tapping upon those that started their own businesses. But this was some of the fallout, some of what resulted from the pandemic. Yes, there was a work-life balance that women were looking for. They were looking for a sense of connection. Mm-hmm. They got focused. And if you noticed, there was a trend that took place during and after the pandemic. I want to add this. Corporate America was in the midst of what they've labeled the Great Breakup. Why? Because women began to ask, and they knew what they wanted because they had an opportunity to work remotely, to look at the advantages of the flexibility and the pliability. Yeah, come on, stick with me. Corporate America, in the midst of what they're calling the Great Breakup. In other words, the women in corporate America were shifting to corporations that were more suited for their gifts, their talents, the utilization of their gifts, and the result. I mean, this was a result of COVID. This was a result of COVID-19. During a crisis, during a racial reckoning, so much came out of this. Corporate America had to re-image the work world because women came back and said, I would like. And so several things began to happen. First of all, these corporations could not afford to lose these high-powered women, these experienced women who had made it to the, I told you that title I shared with you, the C-suite. I asked you to make an analysis, to do an analysis. Follow me. That's one trend. The second trend, it said that 1 out of 10 women wanted to work mostly on site, whereas most of the women now do not want to work on site. one of them was because the culture needed to change. Now I want to add this. Stay with me, please. Even in the household of faith, there's been some culture shifts. We know that this has been taking place. The culture has been changing. Now, we're not advocating that God has changed. We know that. He has not. We're not advocating that our beliefs have changed. No, we're not saying that. What we're talking about is the culture. And often, how about this? It would have been very advantageous for those companies if some of those women would have stayed and helped to change the culture. I want you to do your own analysis here. Because we need to get back. We need to get back to the drawing board. You know, some are saying that people are not returning to church. I don't agree with that. People are returning. People are returning to the household of faith, just like they are returning to work. It's just showing up in a different context and a different way. Am I right about it? Yes. People are returning back to work. It's different. Some are working 2 days a week, one day in the office, 5 days at home, 4 days at home. Things are changing, and part of the Dr. Glovina show is to help us embrace change. You know, I talk about it all the time, to begin to look at things differently, looking at them in the context of where we are in this point of history. As God is ascending this planet, this place we call home, Earth, he's taking us to new dimensions and new levels. Why? So that we can change and adapt and to help make this world a better place. Whew, wow. I wanted to share that with you today. I would like, or this evening or this morning or wherever you are, I would like, what would you like to see changed? What has changed and yet you have not been bold enough to bring it forward? Yeah. Women, God, moving women into strategic positions so that we can make ourselves, improve ourselves. Sometimes we need to reinvent ourselves, reimagine ourselves, so that we can make our families stronger and healthier and more resilient. So that at the household of faith, whatever your faith is, that you can bring a new sense of balance, leading by example, trying to show others that let's try to live a balanced life and make this world a better place. Yeah, recognizing that we are all part of the human race. We are all part of the human race, and how can we work better together? We're stronger together. Yeah, wow. This is what was on my heart today, and this is what I shared with you on the Dr. Glovina show. I'm so happy that you're here. I say it all the time because I mean it, and I want to take a moment and invite you to a leadership conference that Dr. Glovina Ministries is presenting, Remembering Your Purpose. And I promise you, this will help to bring you back into focus where you can begin to realign, readjust, and even, I heard the term last week, reignite yourself for your vision. I want you to join me as we're hosting Remembering Your Purpose. It's a live, in-present conference, and it's going to include a credentialing event. Yeah, we're going to license and ordain some beautiful and powerful ministers that have been working very hard over the past few months. I want you to join us. I mean, we're going to have some proven leaders that are going to provide instructions, information, and guidance as God is leading us towards what? This new beginning. I want to invite you, your family, your friends, to this informative and exciting and uplifting live conference. I'll say this. Together, let's finish strong this year. Let's finish this year strong together by remembering our purpose. Individually, remembering your purpose. Oh, wow. We're going to be, listen, elevating, educating, equipping women and men for this end time move of God. Where is it going to be, Glovina? It's going to be at the Hyatt Regency, Crystal City at Reagan National Airport on Richmond Highway in Crystal City, Virginia. That's the Washington, D.C. area. And this is going to take place December 2nd through the 3rd, 2 days, Friday and Saturday. It's only about a month off, so get busy. Yes, we invite you. We have hotel rooms reserved. That's the Hyatt Regency Crystal City at Reagan National Airport, December 2nd and the 3rd. You can go to my website and get more information. Check my Facebook page. You can get more information at drglovinaministries.com. Yeah. All right. Check out my Facebook. And we'd love for you to be there. I promise you, we won't disappoint you. It'll be a time of fellowship, some of you. It'll be an opportunity for you to come and visit the nation's capital. Where are your taxes? And see what's going on here. Get an opportunity. Some of you said there's some awesome museums here, the African American Cultural Museum. It's the museum that everyone is visiting. Come on, you be one of those. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Dr. Glovina Show. Oh, yeah. I'm happy you're here. I'm pleased you're here. I'm blessed because you've taken time from your busy schedule to be with me. Hey, I want to say hi to my beautiful mom. I love you so much. You know, I like to shout out to my wonderful aunts, I love you so much. Oh, wow. And I love you, each and every one of my listeners. I'm here because I love you and I feel your love and your support. I'd like to say hello today to Latorsha. How are you? Tell Fabio, hello. Tell Kiana, hello. I want to say hi to Dominique. Oh, my goodness. Josiah the King. Yes. I want to say hi to Courtney and Isaiah and those beautiful boys. I want to shout out to Prophetess Judy, thinking about you. Did I say hi to Marie? Hi, Marie. Hello, Yumi. How are you today? I want to say hi to Denitra. Denitra, keep sending out those powerful words of encouragement. Helen, hello. Roslyn, hi. How are you today? Can I say hi to Queen Jewel? Hello, Joy. I want to say hi to Denise and Candace. I want to say hello to Brian. I want to shout out to Claudia today. I want to shout out to the awesome, marvelous Morelands. They're doing such an awesome work. I'm telling you, they have a powerful recovery line. Check them out on Facebook and tune in on their Wednesday mornings. That's the recovery line, Prophetess Vera Moreland and Elder Moreland. I want to say hello to, I say Apostle Hagler, how are you? Hi, Ernestine in Illinois. Mary Kimball in Mississippi, hello, how are you? Reverend Russell, hello. Tangia, hey, all the way out there in California, hello. Shelley, thank you for that awesome little video you sent me. Hi, Robin. I want to say hello to all of you today. Shatoya Sasnia, congratulations. Did I say hi to my Aunt Jewel, my Aunt Steen, Rosemary? I love you. Hi, Sheila. Give my love to Miss B. I want to say hi to Elder Stephanie and Gary. I call them my trustees. Yeah, I want to say hi this morning to the Rose family. I want to shout out to Robert. I want to shout out to Louise in Atlanta and Renee here in Washington, D.C. I want to say hi to Arnold this morning. I want to say hello to Carolyn and, hey, Sean and Marlon and Cheryl and Carolyn. Hello. Oh, hi, out there to all of you today. I want you to know that you're well thought of and you are well loved. I want to thank you for being with me today. It's no joke. I count it a privilege and a joy that you've taken this time. Yeah, as we close today, as we close this evening, hi, Betty. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Velma. Wherever you are in this world, I want you to know that I send you love. I send you peace. I'm sending you joy and prosperity. And just ask, I would like. Be bold. Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.